California Democrat rushes to amend bill that would limit self-defense. By Joel B. Polak on March 3, 2025. California Democrat State Assemblyman Rick Chavez Spur D. Hollywood is rushing to amend a proposed bill that would have made it unlawful for a homeowner to exercise self-defense against a burglar in many circumstances. The bill, AB 1333, would eliminate certain circumstances under which homicide is justifiable, including, among others, in defense of a habitation or property. The bill would additionally clarify circumstances in which homicide is not justifiable, including, among others, when a person uses more force than necessary to defend against a danger, according to the official summary of the legislation. The bill would require homeowners to have exhausted every reasonable means to escape such danger other than the use of force likely to cause death or great bodily injury before acting in self-defense using deadly force. Spur addressed critics in a post on X in which he promised to amend the bizarre legislation. AB 1333 was never intended to limit a crime victim's right to defend yourself, your family, or home. The goal is to prevent wannabe vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse from provoking violence and claiming self-defense after the fact. We will amend the bill to make this crystal clear. Rick Chavez Spur, at Rick Chavez Spur, February 25, 2025. A community notes comment on Spur's post added. Assemblymember Spur introduced that bill when he explicitly intended to limit the right to defend their home. Moreover, Kyle Rittenhouse did not provoke the violence that led to the August 2020 encounter in which he shot three people and killed two during a riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After a lengthy trial, the jury acquitted Rittenhouse on all counts, agreeing unanimously that he had acted in self-defense. Many ancient moral traditions recognize the right to use lethal force against burglars. The Bible, in Exodus chapter 22, says that using lethal force against an intruder is not considered murder. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.